that final list of things to do. All right, case number four. 22-359. Everybody else was here at the call, right?
Correct.
Good morning, folks. Sarah, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, and indicate the authority you're representing here today?
Yes, good afternoon. The time, Matthew Solak, S-O-L-A-K, with the Willamette Police Department, representing issuing authority Chief Paul Hussey.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, Chief Paul Hussey denied this application in 2021 because the appellant failed to disclose a arrest for possession of drugs with intent to distribute in August of 2019.
All right, ma'am, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, I just misread it. I thought it was for convictions, and I wasn't convicted.
All right, Lieutenant, you may proceed with your case.
Yeah, with all due respect, and as the board is well aware, Chief Paul Hussey takes the thoroughness and full completeness of these applications very seriously. He is a post-certified firearms instructor, and he has been so for over two decades, and he believes that accurate and complete submission of these forms is a necessary requisite to responsible gun ownership, and that's the basis of his denial.
An arrest? Can you elaborate?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah. The appellant was arrested by the Springfield, Massachusetts police on August 2nd, 2019 for possession of drugs with intent to distribute.
All right. Do you know what the outcome of that case was?
I'm not totally sure. I believe it may have been nollied, but I'm not an authority on Massachusetts criminal statutes, so it's kind of hard to determine that. It did flag as an FBI record found, however.
Appears it was Nolly based on, is that an erased record in Massachusetts?
I do not know that, sir.
So if it's an erased record, did she have to disclose it?
Again, I don't know that, sir. Again, it's submitted on the FBI record.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying, if it was a Connecticut Nolly in Connecticut, would she have to list it?
I believe not in accordance with Connecticut law. Right. But again, this is from Massachusetts. So. On the Mass law?
If she didn't have to disclose this based on Massachusetts law, would this still be a denial?
Most likely not.
So we're denying just, you're not sure?
Well, again, the Massachusetts is confusing, and then we discussed this recently because it does flag as an FBI hit at the time the fingerprints were submitted, mm-hmm. and it's kind of, to to my mind, confusing as to why this is still listed as a charge in Massachusetts.
Again, what efforts did you make to determine why it's still listed, and if it, she had to disclose it?
I can't speak to that, sir. I don't know.
You need to investigate?
Not me personally, no, sir.
Ma'am, do you have any questions for the lieutenant?
No.
I know we just asked a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
Does the board have any other questions? Chief?
Your denial letter on the last page of the packet. It says, your past, if you're not your past history with the police makes you unsuitable. What does that mean?
I'm assuming. Chief Hussey is indicating the denial or the arrest in Massachusetts.
How would she supposed to know that?
Pardon me?
How would she know that? How would she know that?
Oh, because I see it's not clearly spelled out in Chief Hussey's letter. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Not
spelled out wrong.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so she needs to know why she was denied for today. You know, why she was denied her permit.
Yes, sir.
So, do you have any information about the underlying nature of the incident that led to her arrest in Nowley in Massachusetts?
No, sir.
Did you attempt to find out?
No, sir.
Did you ask the appellate? Did anyone ask the appellate?
Not to my knowledge, no, sir.
Any other questions? Seeing none, any other witnesses?
No, ma'am.
Ma'am, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
Well, I can let you guys know what happened in Mass. I was riding with a friend. We went to McDonald's. He talked to some friends. He got back in the car. We went on the highway, and the cops pulled me over with him. So I'm assuming he was selling drugs when he did get out the car. And so they asked him if he had any drugs in the car. If you don't tell me, she's going to jail. So he takes him off to jail. And then they threw out the case. Because they had surveillance, and it shows that I didn't do anything. So that was the case.
Lieutenant, questions for the appellant?
No, ma'am.
Did you just go to court once? Mm-hmm. Other questions by the board?
If you know, you may not, because it's challenging. You know, do you know whether, do you have information whether you need to disclose this arrest or not based on anything they told you? Or
the lawyer just told me it was not late. I didn't even have to see the judge. He just said it was not late, and I had questions
for us. And you're not, and you probably don't have a clue on what Massachusetts law is
for
a race record, but I don't think.
So why did you not?
I thought it was a conviction, so I wasn't convicted of the crime, so that's why I didn't list it. So I didn't know I was supposed to list that I got arrested.
Well, we're not sure either.
Yeah, so I was just confused about
whether
that.
You had to or not.
Yeah.
There you go.
In Connecticut, you would not have to. Yeah, okay. Connecticut charges would not have to be clear to all of us that you would not have to disclose it. Massachusetts would have to. Oh.
Other questions?
Can I go back to the Lieutenant, do you have any other records or any other issues with the appellant?
No, sir. I have no personal knowledge of the appellant.
How long have you lived in Wallman?
Since I was 10, and now I'm 34.
And so you've lived there 24 years, no issues in Wallman?
No issues.
Like
nope. You guys have my background with them. You said I don't have a background with them.
Questions for either witness? Okay. You did not want to make a closing statement, right? Do you want to make a closing statement?
Again, just reiterating my opening statement, that was the reason for the denial.
Denial by the Wilmington Police Department, the basis of denial, the reason for the denial was suitability, the basis was the appellant's failure to list a arrest for 2019 in Massachusetts that was subsequently not.
Comments by the board.
I just mentioned that it is advice, and you bet that your denial letters are detailed. Everyone, the appellant, the board, exactly what happened and why the denial was made. If there's a previous incident and it wasn't disclosed, it was always better to kind of dig into that, find out why, you know, find out what that incident was, the nature and circumstances surrounding it. and if there's a question about why the appellant didn't list it on the application, it's best to ask them.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
If he did all those things, we might be here.
Yes, sir.
And that goes for not an uncommon.
Yes, sir.
Other comments? Seeing none. Chief Rosensway.
I think it's been 18 months since you were denied by the appellant. Long move.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
Chair votes appellant. Thank you. Thank you.